the next set of pieces, I wonder, well, I guess SAFM will be fine if we go on longer. They were like, is it only an hour? a bunch more pieces, sort of five of them. And again, sort of keeping the raga kind of idea, I have a whole bunch of pieces that are sort of in the key of A flat. The first of them, entitled Steeple, is about a Grahamstown site. It's actually the tallest thing in Grahamstown is the cathedral in the center of town. And opposite is a Truett's, and above it, I lived for a number of years, right in line with the bell tower. So it was quite delightful when the bells went ringing. I was really like something out of a cartoon. But the weird thing about being in that flat was that the steeple was sort of quite discombobulated. You couldn't see the bottom of the church and just the steeple, and the clouds would kind of go overhead. So it was quite a trippy sort of experience. The second piece puns on the harmonic cycle that characterizes a lot of South African jazz. It's built on the chords 1 and 4 and 5. And in music, we represent those using the Roman numerals. My sister's name is Vinita. She is, I guess lots of Indian families want their children to become doctors. I'm not a real one. But my sister is, and actually paid for my music studies, which was really quite cool. And so this piece is called 1-4-V, which I wrote when she celebrated her 50th birthday, and it's a pun on the 1 and the 4 and the V, that 5 is written in Roman numerals. The second one is another kind of sad story about another sibling of mine. My elder sister had a child who lived for just an hour, and it was very, very sad for her. And, this is the one that's actually quite hard to talk about. But anyway, a couple of years ago, around the time of my birthday, her son was born a few days after me. She sort of said, oh, my son would have been 30 today. So carrying something like that is incredibly tough. And so I wrote this piece, Visiting Hour. And then suddenly, wow, I'm worried about how, well, you'll stick around, won't you? If you have to go, please go. Because I know we were committed to an hour. The next piece is, again, sort of celebrating some amazing musicians I worked with. One of them incredibly well known to the South African jazz world, Lulu Gonsana, a drummer I was really lucky to play with, an amazing musician. But another one was Magendran Mudli in Durban, a wonderful percussionist. And we heard today, actually, that a friend of ours, a little bit younger than us, we're in our mid-40s, passed away. We don't know what happened. But another amazing tabla player. So this is a piece called Among the Ancestors. And to kind of give tribute to these great rhythmic players, the piece has an unusual 21 beats. Normally we do things in 4 and 5 and 3, occasionally 7. So 21's a bit of hard work. And then the final one in that set is called De Novo, because it kind of revisits some of the material in the earlier pieces, and so it kind of goes afresh and hopefully ends the gig on a sort of slightly more upbeat note than all these sorts of darkly reflective, as the poster put it, pieces. But anyway, here goes. Thank you.